with my background as a country boy with kangaroos and so forth, it took me a while. It took me about 6 months, or probably no less than one, probably about 3 to 4 months. Three shots were required. Kangaroo to the attack. You can throw a kangaroo through the air. Yeah, one shot. Kangaroo. The problem was to get the kangaroo to leave the ground. First shot required. Now we put had dolly planks, sit the kangaroo on, put the apple box on these, and someone jump on the other and throw the kangaroo up in the air. Get it leaving the ground. Yeah. Kangaroo go up and do a somersault land on its head. That didn't work out. Now another kangaroo, please. Well, this is not to be not for little kiddies. This. But eventually, I found out how to do it. We used to work a lot of hessian, keep the kangaroos in 6 foot high hessian, just hook at the trees around the edge of the shot. And so at the end of the, we'd make a hessian line on the angle of camera in the bush. At the end of the line, we'd have a hessian 10 foot by 10 foot area, then have the camera have about a 3 foot high hessian platform across the front of the of where the end of the V was, and put the camera lens through that. We'd run down, so you can run with a kangaroo with its tail, held on its tail, and a couple of kids behind banging lids or whatever, slate board and clapping. You eventually can get the kangaroo to and lift it and throw it over into the enclosure, so it's in security area. So we'd do this 3 or 4 times, and throw the kangaroo on, increasing the camera height each time for the hessian, so the kangaroo would jump higher. So the final time would run down the outside of the hessian, banging lids and so forth. Someone would hold the kangaroo and give it a good thump on the tail, set it going, and think, make all the noise as though we were chasing it. They'd come down and jump over the top of the hessian. So we had that one shot of the kangaroo taking off and going through the air. Now next shot, just throw the kangaroo past a couple of trees. You got the for the attack. Next shot is you have the actor that's coming to throw a kangaroo out of the actor, grabs the front legs and falls down the ground. The kangaroo's struggling to get away. Looks like he's attacking the actor. So skipping to the attack. Yeah. But the biggest thing was getting that one, that first shot, the kangaroo leaving the ground at speed. We tried everything to do that. Yeah. But that's how we eventually do it. But, once we got that, we could see, well, those days we're shooting on reversal film. We couldn't use the film more than once, so each time we wanted the kangaroo to attack, we had to shoot another shot, you know, in different, wherever the location was, you know, we had to shoot it, another shot of it, we couldn't use the original again, you see. But that was an interesting whole thing, that, I spent 3 years with, on production there, on Skip. Shot over 100 eps, and went on to do the Barrier Reef series.